More than 400 Wisconsinites were registered to run the Boston Marathon. It was the first Boston race for longtime Milwaukee area runner Mary Gorski, who says she had just finished her run when the first explosion occurred.
You immediately think of worst case scenario, like a bomb or some kind of attack, but you keep thinking, no, there has to be a good explanation. I kept saying maybe a generator is blown up, or you try to think of some plausible reason why we'd be seeing this. And then right after that, there was the second explosion, and we saw more debris go in the air, and then nobody thought it was anything but something that shouldn't have happened.
Gorski says she quickly went through several emotions.
First, it was just incredible confusion, pause, and then it became sadness and just anger, because I'm just so angry that somebody would cause this kind of destruction at what's supposed to be an event that brings people together.
Gorski says she quickly contacted her friends in the race to make sure everyone was okay. Other runners from Wisconsin did the same. Back in Wisconsin, running groups like Badgerland Striders encouraged their members to phone or post Facebook messages indicating their status. A runner from Madison, Paul Weber, emailed last night saying the first bomb sounded similar to an artillery round. Weber says after the second explosion, everyone around him got eerily quiet. Then the emergency vehicle sirens started, and there were nonstop sirens for a while. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.